You can play. I got up before.
Oh,
well, you said that before the sun comes up?
When it's just coming up.
Well, I say I get up just about sun up.
Okay. And in the morning it's sun up, and the evening is what? The opposite is.
I say that in the afternoon. I just call it in the afternoon until dark.
Okay, and when the sun's just going down, you call it?
I said it's right around sundown or something like that. I guess I would. I don't hardly ever say anything about that.
Yeah, I just wanted to see whether you said sundown instead of sunset.
Sunset, well, that's all right.
Either one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because, people in different parts of the state use one but not the other.
Yeah.
If there's been a storm and the rain stops and the clouds go away and the sun starts to come out again, you say that the weather is
clearing up.
Okay. And do you have a name for a hard rain that doesn't last very long? Comes down really hard but then stops.
I don't have no name for it.
Oh, did you ever call it a shower or a downpour?
Well, sometimes, if it rained like that, we call it a shower. We had a good hard shower, something like that. Hard rain, something like that.
Okay. What do you call the shuffle of the classic?
The shuffle of the classic. a long time ago, I used to hear old people call it a mantelpiece.
Yeah, what do you call it now?
They don't have them.
That's true.
Well, in fact, I got one. I have one.
Uh-huh.
But I call it the mantel shelf.
Oh, I see.
Because it is a shelf that holds, I got pictures and things, whatnot, on it.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
And some people up in North Georgia call it a fire shelf instead of a mantel shelf.
No, we don't call it a fire shelf. We call it a mantel shelf.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. That's just the kind of thing we're looking for. The things in the fireplace, when people had fireplaces, the iron things that the logs rest on, what are those called?
We call it fire dogs.
Uh-huh. Do you remember if your grandparents or your parents might have called it anything different?
Well, that's what I've always heard them call it.
Okay. And what do you call the small pieces of wood that you use to start the fire?
Kindling wood.
Okay. And if you have some kindling wood that has lots of rich fat or the rosin. Mm-hmm. Do you have a special name for that, or is it all kindling?
No, we just call it that fat kindling wood. That's all I ever hear them call it.
Okay. And what do you call the place where you hang up your coats? And hang up your clothes?
Hang up the coat.
Coat or your clothes?
Closet.
Okay. And do you have a name for it if it's not a little room, but if it's a great big piece of furniture?
Where they have a large piece of furniture to hang them up in, we call it, I got one.
What, wardrobe?
Wardrobe.
Okay.
That's what we call it.
Okay, and what do you call, I guess it's this kind of board that overlaps on the side of the house?
Side.
What do you call this area right here where we're sitting?
On this, let me see, porch.
Okay. And if there wasn't a roof over here, would you have a different name for it?
They call it a patio.
No. Okay. And this one might not mean anything to you unless you remember from when you lived out in the rural area. What do you call the small fenced area near the barn where you put the cows before you milk them?
In a pasture.
Okay, I think I'm thinking of something a little bit different. It's smaller.